Welcome, welcome. Project Review with Q. Let's get some work done. Asha, do we have you?
Beautiful, beautiful day to everybody. Thank you for being here.
Great. Last show. Wow. Yeah, love talking about ascension. Guess what? You can do it. We don't have a light switch, so that's very fun. And that's what Project Review with Q is about, is getting you all some horsepower. And we're going to take calls today, so call in, Don, Barry Dunn, BBS's radio show. Thank you, BBS, for helping us. And a little bit of housekeeping. Asha, you probably have a couple things in your hopper, too. I can't remember what we have. You thought maybe a couple emails came your way you might have to talk about. Forgive me if I'm wrong about that. The next steps here, folks, got through another nice week of projects to be reviewed. Really, really getting a nice shape to them. You're going to now have the opportunity to pick groups as we've sorted you to advance. And we have three different projects that need heavy population, and most of the presenters can participate in the three that are moving forward to sort, that have been sorted. But we need a lot more, and can't wait to see them. And I look forward to seeing going and doing another week of the sandbox. And I just want to remind, let's see, the healers, keep it coming. We have a lot of clubhouses for you to play in, and looks like Australia might have their own project on their own with the way you all are coming forward. Thank you so much, and of course the rest of the world. But otherwise, buy a little time here for some questions to come in, unless you have some, Asha, or some housekeeping.
Thank you, Q. You answered the questions that I had for those people, so thank you very much for that. That was, if people are just tuning in now, the questions that were sent in were answered in Being Inspired with Q, so you can get that on the replay. And also, thank you to everyone who's been participating in Project Review with Q. If you listened to our last show, you know that this is all about helping you remember who you are. And when we are really, really excited about something, that reminds us who we are. Anything that really gets you excited is from your spirit. That's the whole point of this from my perspective. And if you have a project that you're wanting to send in, see if you can add a little bit more of who you really, really are to it. A lot of beautiful presentations are taking off on what some other people have done. If you can add more of who you are to that, or change it a little bit to what your spirit would see it as, that might help you remember who you are more. So thank you for all these wonderful people coming forward and sharing their hearts with us. It's so riveting to see people share their spirits. So thank you so much. And if you're ready, we can go to the questions.
Ready, ready, ready.
Okay. We have David from Michigan on line one.
Hi. When we were in our call presentation group, we talked about, almost transitioning from one ledger system to another, and yet we want to get to our conscious gateways. And I'm wondering what that might look like for us and for the people that we are so privileged to love on. And to be part of working with our projects.
Yeah, thank you for the question. Yeah, a good example is I'm really excited for all the artists to come forward. They're going to teach us our natural forms of communication is one example to your question. And so if I can put an artist in line with a summer camp as an example, and the expression of building something, the summer camp needs cabins. Well, we would do it more artistically, is an example. And so the artists will naturally complement all of these projects And the Conscious Gateway is just a tool to remind you of all the knowledge that's been taken from you. Hope that helps.
Okay, it does. And maybe a part two to that, if I can add, as we move forward, are we going to see a rapid acceleration of our awareness increasing? I mean, many of us are working on it to the best of our ability, and I know there are some, as I understand, there are still some restraints, but it's improving every day. Is that something we're going to see, so to speak, just blow wide open sooner?
Yes, and so that is my real job here, if there is one, is to be the transition and at least prove that we can do it. To do it individually is not what we're designed to do. We're designed, if there is a design, to do it collectively. So the more we collaborate, that's why you have so many states in America, is to keep you in compartments. So the more we just participate with each other, the more we get it. Does that make sense?
Yes, I love it. Thank you very much.
My love to you. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Great question. We have Sharon from Texas on line two.
Oh, yes. Hello. Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear.
All right. Thank you so much, Keith. Such a privilege to speak with you. I have submitted my project, and it's really just to bring my energies and passion to the table and to see where I can fit in and help. So it sounds a little vague, but really I love many things, and I've been involved in so many things that I really can't imagine what this world is going to be like, you know, 10 years from now, 5 years from now. And I have a feeling that I'm going to be doing some things that I can't even imagine what it is right now. So I don't know if I've gone about it the right way. I want to mobilize and inspire and empower people. When I was a professor at the university, I just loved giving keys to the students to unlock the box, you know. And so, I mean, I would love to teach. I'd love to be part of the learner cells. I'm an artist and a musician. So I'm just kind of laying everything on the table, hoping I can talk to the team and find out what's coming next, you know.
Yeah, so just bear with us. We're getting through them all. You'll get a response. If you don't hear something from us by Monday or Tuesday Pacific time, we give it to the end of Tuesday. Go ahead and send in another project. Here's what a project is for me. Anything. So your project could be, I'm looking for the car keys, but I can't find them, but I want to talk to the guys that have already found their car keys. That's perfect for me, because the collaboration that we desire, we want as many people looking at as many projects as possible collectively. Hey, I don't expect everyone to want to go run around on boats the rest of their lives. I don't expect people to want to live in the trees at summer camp. We're very diverse in our excitement. So just get in the mix is all I'm suggesting, and start, and we'll give you you'll start to see, you'll have choices in where you want to spend your time, partially or more comprehensively. I hope that helps.
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, just wanted to call in and say, you know, I just so much appreciate you, and I'm so excited to get involved. And I just jump in, you know. 100%. I'll be there, and I'll just love it. So thank you.
Yes, thank you. And I just love the past educators, especially at the collegiate level, because you've proved the whole thing's rigged, and you can now create. There's a lot of collaboration and historical clubs coming together, so to speak. The truth groups. They really can't wait for people like you to make us a new curriculum for growth and excitement for the future.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. We have George from New Mexico on line 3.
Hello there.
Hi, George.
Hi. Hey, Q, I've got a question regarding, you know, you're pretty clear about your some degree of reticence to healing devices, you know, med beds, frequency healing and things like that. And at the same time, you seem to be very passionate about people growing food and eating the right food to prevent allergies and all this stuff. And it seems to me there's a bit of a disconnect for me there, because to me it's like food is a bridge towards getting towards realizing that we're light beings. We really don't need to eat a lot of food, and I'm sure we could sustain our bodies with just, you know, with just energy. And same thing, we could heal ourselves just with our hearts. But to me, it seems the food is a bridge, and it seems also that these healing devices are a bridge, because it's pretty clear from my experience with some of these frequency devices that people get amazing results and relief from their diabetes and their heart condition and their arthritis and blah, 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 all of this stuff. So until they're at a point where they can actually heal themselves, does it not make sense to use some of these bridge technologies, just like we're using food as a bridge technology?
Great question, and I have great respect and appreciation for this question. The tools that we have here with our environment, we can use food. What I would prefer the conversations about this topic to look like would be, am I consuming high frequency substance? So did I love that plant and then it produced me loving produce, as an example, versus getting presumed organic food is the highest we can do. That's an example of the food. The technology you have, you can see some of it's being manipulated. Why would somebody call a healing bed the Q-Arc? Why are they making a light of Q all of a sudden? It's supposed to be funny, but anyway, these tools can help, but you're still limited to the vessel you're in, and the vessel, believe it or not, was created so that mind energy could heal it. So, see, you're in a circle here. The body and the tools to heal it were both made for the same purpose: to keep you in a body. That's all I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's incredible healers that use Reiki, and many of the very successful ones use mind energy to channel energy, to distribute energy, etc. This is the battle of the minds. This type of human is being mm-hmm. controlled by minds. That's all I'm getting at. I do have great respect and appreciation for many of the technologies that could work potentially, but I'll still favor that I know what we are, and that's not a human. We're mm-hmm. participating as a human, but that's not what our soul is. That's why we call it a spirit, a soul. Does that help a little bit?
Okay. It does, but could you also not look at, you know, frequency, because you talked earlier about music, and music is basically frequency and harmonics. And clearly, I know when I listen to a certain music, I just totally flow. You know, I light up. It just activates me. And to me, it's frequency that's stimulating me. And is there not a space for something that is actually generating frequency that the body, the cells, all that, want to hear and feel in order to start a healing process? Or are you saying we should just generate all of that organically, you know, out of the environment ourselves?
Great question. Really, really love the question. Thanks. There's a little bit of a trickery with your meditation frequencies on your internet. I won't give the numbers, but they'll notice they've picked some key megahertz frequency bands.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the diversity of your voice. And that's why we made hymns 2,000, 4,000, 6,000, 8,000 years ago. When we would collectively get together, we made hymns for each other so that we could record epigenetically the frequency band from our loved ones. So when we all sang the same frequency, as an example, that brought in more light into physicality. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So my great encouragement, encouragement is to always sing. And that's why I do so much talking, is the words don't have as much impact as the sound coming from my spirit, from you to me.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. Yep. Okay, thank you.
Beautiful day, beautiful questions. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. Thank you, George. We have Kathy from Texas on line 4.
Hello, Q. Hello, Asha. Good to talk to you. This is Kathy. I sent my project, Touched by an Angel, a while back. But I actually have a couple of questions. I only had one until I listened to the previous person. And I just love the conversation you just had. And I wanted to tell you that I've actually done Reiki, or had Reiki performed to me, and that was, it was very helpful. I just had something called myofascial release done, and I really didn't, that was not what I was expecting at all, but it was somewhat like Reiki, and we were, she had me concentrating on the light coming in to my heart and going to the spaces where she was touching. She was, concentrating on areas that, like I have cervical issues, and concentrating on cervical, and I was, my neck has felt so much better. I've had so much range of motion. And again, somewhat like Reiki, she barely touched me, but she had me focusing with her. And there is so much to what you're saying about that. I really believe that. I also have mentioned to you about healing beds too. And I wanted to let you know that probably the main reason, after starting to learn about these other healing modalities, that I would still want to be in a healing bed, is because before I started learning about this, I had multiple surgeries, and I have a lot of metal in my body. You could sort of call me the bionic woman. So I kind of am intrigued by the idea that the healing bed might be able to help dissolve my hardware, so that I could actually be using my own authentic vehicle or vessel, as you call it. So that would be another reason that I would just say that's part of the healing bed, would still be part of my protocol. And I hope that that's something that you would bless. But anyway, what do you think of that?
Well, I don't think. But I'll do my best.
That's right.
I'll do my best.
How do you feel?
Okay. All right. So let's put it in a different context, if you don't mind. I love the question, and I'm a huge fan of anybody healing and getting better and working on themselves all day, every day. Now, if there was a healing bed that recalibrate, reconfigure your genetics to your spirit, how come it's not here? And if it is, how come you have to pay for it? That's my big question. Okay, now it is here. And so if someone had one of these, wouldn't they just give them away? So someone doesn't really care about us, is what I'm saying, because they're controlling the volume, the narrative, the speed. You're being duped if there's a control system to heal humanity, then there's no heart in it, is there? That's all I'm getting at. So I will let you know when they're ready, by the way.
It was my understanding that nobody cares.
Nobody from the masses, if you look at the masses here, first of all, I want every Reiki practitioner to come in with Project Review with Q. I love them as an example.
And they
really see the reason Reiki works so well is because this is the mind world. And it now watch this. If it works so well, how come you have to keep going back to the practitioner? There's your clue. So Reiki practitioners have a lot of repeat customers, don't they? So that's been my observation with most of the Reiki practitioners. I'm a huge fan of not touching people when you heal people, but the med bed is very fascinating to me because it's so easy to strip your body with a med bed. We can do it with scalar. You can do it with many technologies. I can slow down your spiritual growth in what is called and or some of these med beds. I will not give you the names, but if someone really cared about you, how come they're not for everyone right now?
That's a very good point. Yeah.
Why is there a means of exchange of helping the entire planet evolve? Why would we have a trade and barter system to get healthy? Please explain that to me.
Well, it was my understanding that the military was going to be providing med beds, and they would be for free.
What silo of what military might be the real question there? They're working hard. A lot of them are working hard. A lot of moving pieces. You still have a moon with a lot of bad guys. You still got a moon with a lot of bad guys on it trying to sell you another story. Hope that helps.
Yeah. Okay. I see where you're headed with that. The other question that I had was, I was wondering if we're going to be getting more of our memories back. Your show... last 2 hours was mind-boggling for me. The history and everything, and I realized that there is just so much I don't know. You're helping to bring it back through your show, but I'm sure there are things that I've missed, and I'm wondering if my memories if I'm really going to have all those memories back of all those ancient times that I lived.
I assure you, everyone's going to get there in their own way. And the fastest way to do it is to live that euphoric choice each and every moment. Tiny, tiny examples. Just find one little choice today you can't wait to do from your heart. Hope that helps.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Kathy. And just as an aside, if people are interested in more information about Reiki, it might be good to listen to Ron Amatron, to look through some of his shows. He's got a lot of information about things that are important for people to comprehend about that. It's always good to know before we take part. And so thank you again, Kathy. And we have Antonio from London on line 5.
Hello.
Antonio! How you doing? Still learning some recipes?
How you doing, bro? You okay?
Hey, you got a project for us? You got a question?
Yeah, I mean, the project to me would be speaking to people, man, traveling and spreading the word. The project is me, man. I mean, you know, by living life every day, that's my project. Life is already a project. Then, you know, you go with the flow. You know?
Somebody finally got it. That's cool. So where do you want to play? What clubhouse do you want to play in? What geography do you want to play in?
Everywhere in the world, bro. Just provide me a spaceship, provide me a car, provide me a bicycle, provide me a better sandal this time, because last time we had some trouble on the sandals. We had to go on the water because the sandals, bro, they were hitting out.
Okay. How about this? Do me a favor. Turn in a quick narrative saying, I want to talk to people is your project. I want to be with people. And there's been several projects come in Europe that we need you to work on, if you will. They're building collaboration centers all over. And so if you want to be a rover or you want to participate in just one, I need you to turn in something that says, I want to talk to people on a PDF so the rest of the gang can help sort you. And then give you vision to all the others that are starting these collaboration centers and pick a role you want to do. Would that be okay?
Yeah, you know what? To me, my passion is helping and supporting other projects. Like, you know, as I said, anyone that needs, you know, someone that cannot shut the mouth, that's me.
Get in the mix. Get us a document. And there's no way I can keep up with any emails or any of the white noise regarding emails. So all we're doing is we're giving it in. You're getting in the hopper, the sandbox, and then they're sorting you. And then we go through your narrative, and then you get to watch everyone else's project and see if that's where you want to hang out or they want to hang out with your project. That's what's going on right now is true collaboration. Mm-hmm. And now we're advancing them so we can get our redemption process established and going here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be my passion.
All right.
That's what I do.
Okay, very good. So the folks helping me need a document from you, and then we'll go from there. Is that okay?
Yeah. How are you anyway? You good?
Very good. Very good. Well, I'll look forward to catching up with you. Don't worry. And
I'm not rushing, bro. You know what? You know what? I was just wondering, from chef to singer, what's next? Because, you know, what are you going to be doing next?
Well, we're running projects right now. We're running projects. That's what we're doing now.
I know. Don't worry, we'll catch up. But anyway, it was good to hear you. I'm just in the street, and I said, let me try and see if I can. What I can suggest to everyone, don't be afraid to say, oh, maybe my project is not good enough because I just like to walk upside down in the street. If it's your passion, it's your passion. You don't have to change the world with your project. You have to change your reality and create a high-frequency reality through your project. We are going to become, again, kids. So you don't have to become the savior of the world. You have to be, again, your child that you forgot to be. That's my vision about the projects and passion and so on.
Thanks for the call. Beautiful day to you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Antonio. We have Judy from Nebraska on line one. Thank you, Dawn. Sorry, Judy. Okay, we have Melvin from Singapore on line two.
Hello. This is Melvin from Singapore. You. How are you then?
Oh, thank you. Beautifulness to you. I'm great.
Yeah, but I actually submit to your email and about my 39 over project, which I have collaborated with about 50 to 60 over people who are interested to join me when the blessing starts. So I suppose, have you read through the the project before?
Yeah, okay, so say the project name right now. So the reason we're doing the radio shows is we have a lot of people listening so that we can make sure you get taken care of. And so the people helping me are listening too. So go ahead and tell me the name of the project.
Because this Singapore is a unique place, and I also wanted to make it, heaven on earth, kind of thing. So that, I intend to do free medical, free education, free transport, free medical, free transport, free, yeah. So there are four of them. Four projects, free housing also. So I have laid out all the my major rules that I have, plus and food for the needy, health collaboration center, and then quite a lot of them.
Okay, very good. Look forward to getting some correspondence this week, and. Your numbers are greatly appreciated. So don't be scared if you got 50 people ready to go with you. It just means we're going to get you advanced faster. So we've got several projects that are really close to advancing. So the reason we're doing the sandbox is to give you, we need to know how to contact you, number one. And that's why we want subscriptions to BBS, because they instantly give us your contact information and gives BBS the support to communicate, obviously, to all of you. So look forward to some correspondence this week. Any other questions for me?
How do I correspond? Is it the people space, the email will do?
Yeah, the email that we've laid out, you can go through BBS, and the other one that I believe for the people.space is referenced. Is that correct, Asha? Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay, so PRQ is referenced on for the people's, forgive me.
BBS. It's just BBS and the contact form. That's all we have.
Okay, so everyone turns their project in through the communication portal, the dashboard on BBS, as a subscriber, and that's how we've been doing it.
I cannot subscribe because they rejected my payment. So
they rejected mine too. So. The subscription is not my expertise. You'll have to talk to BBS about that. And so forgive me, I won't be able to get in the weeds on the logistics of BBS. You'll maybe after we're done with our show today, you can give them a call. Would that be okay?
Maybe I would have found out if you like.
Well, what's going on is some foreign payments, because you have foreign banks, are just simply not accepted by U.S. Merchant companies or merchant accounts. And that's happened two times out of all the subscribers. You're probably the second person that has a declined card because you're dealing with a foreign bank. One of them was Russian, and I'm not sure what foreign bank yours was, Singapore. But we are adding PayPal to the system. And that's a fact. And probably by tomorrow, I'm hoping by tomorrow, because I've seen all the templates. He's just confirming that all the new templates work. There's going to be a big upgrade to our system, our subscription system, and everyone will be able to change their plan at will. So if you're at a low plan and you want to go higher, you can do it. If you're at a higher plan, you want to go lower, you can do it. You already are able to change your payment method, and soon you're going to be able to change your plan and sign up with PayPal, which should solve, the few issues we're having with a few foreign banks. So hopefully that helps.
No, because I do a PayPal to Zora, and it works. So I don't understand. It's been rejected by...
Well, we're not accepting PayPal yet, but we will. That's coming right after this week, within a day or two. People are going to be able to change their subscription plan, upgrade it or downgrade it. And the next thing our coders will put to bed is the PayPal integration. There is nothing ahead of that. That is the next priority. So it will get done soon. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Q.
Thank you. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Melvin, and thank you, Don. And it looks like Judy dropped out of the call. So we've got, if I'm mistaken about that, let me know, Don. And we've got Sherry from Wyoming on line 5.
Hi. Hi, Q and Asha. How are you today?
Beautiful day to you. Thank you. Do you have a question for PRQ?
Yes. I do. I just want to make sure that I sent in like 3 different projects, but the first one I sent in was on July 2nd, and I haven't heard anything. So I was wondering if I'd done something wrong, or just, I know you just have so much coming in. I just need to check and see if I need to resend it or just
say the name of the project one more time, please.
The Healing Through Fun and Excitement was the first project that I sent in. I sent in 3.
Okay. Shouldn't be more than a couple days. We'll get back to you and get you an invitation. I'd say we're running 2 weeks out right now, plus or minus. And that will complement a lot of folks. So I appreciate it, and we'll get to you soon. And if not, you just keep bugging me, please.
I don't bug you. That makes me very uncomfortable. But, okay, and so I will just say to you.
Yeah, so my highest excitement is not doing logistics with this communication. That's why I do the radio shows, so I can get some quality conversations going like this. The people listening are going to help me out. So forgive me that you haven't been responded to yet, but we'll get to you.
I know. I don't want to be pushy. I just thought maybe I got lost and I should send it again, but I know you're very busy and I really appreciate all that everybody does.
I love being busy and I love doing this. If I'm doing it, I love it is my motto. And you're never going to be pushy if you want to sell us your highest excitement.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, thank you very much. Beautiful. And you guys have a great weekend. I love you both.
Love you. Beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sherry. We have Bella from UK on line 6.
Hello.
Hi, Bella.
Hi. Hello, Q.
Hello, hello, hello. Beautiful day to you. How can I help you?
A lovely day to you, too. I've waited a long time to speak to you. It was more or less the same what the lady spoke just a while ago. I sent a project in about 4 weeks ago, and I haven't heard anything. I've sent another one about 2 weeks ago. So should we just sit tight to wait to hear?
Go ahead and tell me the name of the project, please.
Is one of them is called One Soul in Many Different Bodies, and the other one's called Home Sweet Home.
Okay, we'll get you some correspondence. Forgive us. Can't wait to hear them. What geography are you in?
I'm sorry?
What area of the planet are you
in? I'm in the UK.
UK, when you say UK, could you tell me what township?
United Kingdom, London.
London, very good. All right. We will get to you, I assure you. Feel free to send in another submittal if you need to. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Q.
Thank you, Bella. We have Nayana from Germany on line 3.
Hello, Q. Good evening.
Good day to you. How can I help you?
I have a question regarding music and harmonics, as you were mentioning earlier. The songs that you play at the beginning of the show, and most of the songs on BBS that I listen to, I haven't listened to the other stations, but I can say that there is a certain difference in the harmonics, the joy the music brings from, you know, BBS radio as opposed to YouTube or any of these, you know, social media platforms. Why is that? And how can we access more music with that joy level? Not, you know, that does not come from any of these social media platforms. And number two, are there any projects around such activities?
Could you ask me the second question one more time?
Are there any projects which would help enhance in creating sources of music which enhance the authenticity and the joy of the music coming out, other than what is existing today?
I haven't seen a project with those specifics, but I have reviewed several projects that have facilities for such modalities. And you would compliment many people within projects and or be exclusive to your own project. They would compliment you. You would be fairly unique at this point, although there are other communicators that are expressing how they would like to share their art as well. Does that help?
Yeah, because it's very unique to listen to music on BBS, online platform, whereas the other online platforms available. So that's where I'm getting to. How do we access more of such music and any work towards... I don't have a project on such a topic right now, Q.
Yes.
I would love to contribute and I would like to be a consumer as well.
Yeah, so for me, it's very difficult to get high-frequency harmonics through what might be viewed as modern technology, modern transmitters and receivers, compared to when you're in person. So as an example, when you do use group singing, you use sound bowls, etc., that frequency is completely different than when you are going through receiver and transmitter, regardless of its age and technology and type. So these collaboration centers are greatly, greatly encouraged for healing with harmonics as an example. So I'm not a huge fan of everybody hanging out on the radio all to listen to music over being in person is what I'm trying to say. Although I listen to music on the radio almost every day. So I hope that helps. I encourage you to help others recognize that like you do and create a project around that if you could.
Yeah, I'll give it a thought. I don't have an idea. It was just a joyful experience and I wanted to share that, find out more about it from you.
Yep. Anything that is inspiring to you, we would encourage you to make a project with us. We just need a quick narrative, subscription to BBS Radio, and away we go, and we will get you coordinated with other folks and or at least collaborating at a minimum, and you can decide if it's for you or not.
Sure. And that takes me to my next question. I did submit two projects, and I sent it to groundsupport@prq.space. So would I do I have to send it again via the BBS portal?
Nope, perfectly perfect. That's perfect. That's what we wanted. And forgive me for fumbling the logistics there, but just your voice now sets the alarm bells off. So that's why we're doing this. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a lovely day, you and Asha, and to BBS.
Thank you, Nayana. Love your ideas, and hopefully we'll receive some more projects from musicians. That was fantastic. We have Faith from California on line 4.
beautiful day, Hugh.
A beautiful day to you. You got to have faith, right?
Yeah, especially in California. My question is not really related to a specific project, more related to a question about commands. Would that be all right to ask?
Please go ahead.
I know, obviously, the commands are working for many of us, and I'm so grateful. I love it. I love doing the commands. And a question came up with a peer of mine who asked, why can't I be specific with the commands? And I know you had touched on that a little bit before, but if you would, you don't mind, or no, never mind, if you could elaborate a little bit so I can explain that.
Yeah, you betcha. So you're exactly a perfect candidate for a project, and or my goal is to have a million healers teach commands and or explain them. So that's the purpose of all these collaboration opportunities. The reason I'm suggesting, keyword suggesting, that you make your communication with Source broad is so that you don't create the expectation for the outcome and let your super powerful God Source do it for you. So as an example, I command my spirit out loud to heal and balance me. Heal and balance me could mean many, many things. And so as an example, when you say I command my spirit to fix my broken arm, you're now focusing on you're not focusing on the root cause analysis or letting the spirit do it for you. So now a broken arm is a symptom, not to say it doesn't need to be healed, but the spirit is going to heal you far more comprehensively if you make your command broader. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does make sense. So my
great goal is for everybody right now in the entire world to go like this. I command Prime Creator, I command Creation Lightship, I command Prime Creation to heal and balance this planet right now.
Beautiful.
Be an idea, huh? Be an idea.
That would be awesome.
I wonder how we're going to do it. I guess we're going to do it with the radio show, huh? See, I tricked everybody. Everybody's going to get it whether they like it or not. I love it.
It's awesome.
Thank you for that question.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Beautiful day.
Thank you, Faith. We have Sharon from Toronto on line 6, and we only have a few minutes left, so go for it.
Thank you, Asha. Thank you, Q. Hello, how are you today?
Beautifulness to you. How can I help you?
Wonderful. I've got two questions, Q. So the first one is I sent my project 3 times through 3 different ways. So BBS, ground support, and the dashboard. It's called the Quantum Leap. I'm the project. just like with everyone else that have come, the Quantum Leap, yeah. Just like everybody else that's gone before me, should I just wait until you get round to it? I don't want to be a bother.
All right. Yeah. So, yep. I guarantee. So you've just set the alarm bells off. We're doing it this way so that we don't react continuously to emails and correspondence where some of you may have had lethargic outcomes with other. We just want to support and make your whatever groups you come from individually or otherwise, we want to just make you more powerful. And we've learned that correspondence by electronic correspondence gets manipulated, is not very proactive, and is very reactive. Okay. So when we get you on the radio and you say, hey, when's my turn, is the tool we love because we don't have to sit. We want everyone talking on the radio. and we don't care. We don't care if I look like a bad guy or not.
Okay.
I'm being a little facetious. I guarantee
you. No, that's fine. No worries.
We'll get to you, and I thank you so much. Any other questions?
The second question was about the commands, actually, and just a quick one, actually.
Go ahead.
I heard snippets of the being inspired with Q. So you mentioned about, you know, praying to something versus the commands, and I've listened to you many times before. So as far as when you say I command Prime Creator, and, you know, I'm coming from the Christian tradition, if you want to call it that, and, you know, my awareness is growing, let's put it that way. Could that be construed by someone who's learning, looking to learn? When we say we command Prime Creator, could they construe that as praying to something as well? How do we distinguish? How could we explain to someone, well, no, that's different to praying to someone, praying to Jesus or praying to the Holy Spirit? Or how does that differ, Q, if I need
outstanding
to explain it to someone?
Yeah, that's just a beautiful question, and that's my great desire for you to teach this as you see it. The the purpose for speaking to spirit is to make us, you, aware that you're requesting more support, assistance, whatever it may be. And the reason that is because of the type of body you're in. So when I command Prime Creation, I'm talking to the entire universe, all of Source. When I'm talking to my spirit, I'm talking to my individuality. That makes sense?
Okay. I know that people will challenge, as they always do, on, well, that's no different to praying to Jesus or praying to the Holy Spirit. So I want to kind of have an explanation, if you will.
Yep. Yes. And so there's nothing to pray to is what I'm doing my best. So inevitably someone will make a church out of a command someday, I'm sure. And
I know.
It could possibly get fumbled again. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much, Q. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sharon. Fantastic questions. And what we're all remembering is that we are Prime Creator. We are Source. We're commanding ourselves. Now, we're running out of time, we won't be able to take any more questions, but I want to thank you so much, Q, and thank you, Kristen and Christopher, for all your hard work.
Okie dokie. Thank you for another beautiful show. Keep the questions coming. Keep the projects coming. Things are coming together real nice, and we'll be promoting these projects as we move forward here on this show. And I thank you. Thank you again, Asha, for your tremendous work and BBS. Beautiful, beautiful day to you, Asha, and BBS, and all the people listening.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Don. Thank you, everyone. And I love you. Thank you, Q. Bye-bye.